All right, Dylan Ferrandis, look, man, I think you've been really good the last couple weeks in this slop. Kind of underrated, a little off the lead pack, but you'll take it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a privateer, so that's why maybe I'm underrated. I like A1 in San Francisco. I was really feeling great. I think San Francisco had really a chance to fight for the win, but my crash at the start was a bummer. Yep. But today I was off the pace. I struggled. This dirt was very slippery, and I had just no feeling with this track. So yeah, I try what I can. I tried to charge, but yeah, too many mistakes and just struggled a lot with the bike. And also at the start, I spun on the gate and I was dead last. And in the first rhythm, when Chase crashed, I jumped on his bike, so I kind of damaged a little bit my bike. So it was a bummer to do all motor like that. But even without this, I was off pace. I just had no feeling on this track.
Kind of seemed like you were riding by yourself. Just be like, hey, I gotta just don't fall, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. You don't want to fall. But also, I was fighting with Jason. I think one third of the moto, and I just couldn't find a way to pass him. And then I started to do mistake. And yeah.
I guess this is a better track than San Francisco as far as fun goes. But
for me.
Okay, so this still sucked. It still sucked?
I enjoy better San Francisco because we had big ruts. You had ruts to hold the bike today. It was so slippery. The dirt was all packed and so slippery. Insane. So this is not condition I like.
Is it maybe a little bit because you switched to Pirelli, getting used to that, knowing what works, tire compound, air pressure, that kind of stuff? Is that maybe a little bit of that?
So after San Francisco, I was do Pirelli tire are the best. I felt better than anyone.
I wanna heat.
Yeah. And today, I mean, we I questioned myself a little bit. I questioned the tire, but at the end, even the section on the track where it wasn't too muddy, I felt bad.
Yeah, okay.
So I think it was just me and the bike. Not really Pirelli.
All right. I haven't talked to you this year. Three rounds down. Phoenix thing, how's it going? What's the overall atmosphere? What's it been like for you and all of everything?
I mean, so far it's awesome. I think I have fun again. This is very important, even if I'm not a big funny guy, but at least the vibe is good and I enjoy coming to the race. I enjoy the people in the team, so that's I think the most important. It's something I lost, I think, with my other team the last couple of years. And I mean, everybody's awesome. They're busting their ass for me, and I really feel like everybody is very passionate and motivated to do good, and as well as me. And this is really something that I was missing the last few years, and I find with this team, so I enjoy racing again.
Ziggy's been around a long time. He did some of your stuff last year near the end of the year. You're working with him now. Are you impressed? I mean, you've worked with people all over the world and some of the best guys, as your experience goes. Are you impressed with Ziggy and kind of because he's been out of the woodwork for a little bit. Are you impressed with that?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, now that I'm very into it, and he kind of explained me a little bit the program at Factory Connection, it's insane. The setup they have, the understanding of suspensions they have, I think there is no one in the world that can beat them. It's insane. I'm very
impressed.
Happy and lucky to be in this position that I am today.
Okay, cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you very much.